Today is really January 12th, and it's the first Sunday of 2014, and we're going to look at the record of Jesus' ancestors, and this is the beginning of walking through the Gospel of Matthew, and those are really not the right numbers. It's really chapter 1, not chapter 3. Oop, don't have a jewels to catch those anymore. The book of Matthew is the good news. And it's all about the coming of the king. The point of the message is that family matters to God. That's why Matthew wrote all of this up at the front, is that family really matters to God. This was one of my birthday cards. It said faith, family, and facial hair. And the individual who gave it to me said, well, you got two out of the three. You have faith and you have family, but you don't have facial hair. So one of the bad personality traits of my life is you don't want to say, don't try that. Because obviously I will. And so I think next time my birthday rolls around, I'll probably look a little bit more like one of those guys. I'm going to quit trimming my beard and see what happens. They joked and said I'm going to look like Psy, but we'll see which one of them I look like. But so the record of Jesus' ancestors. We're going to look at the promise to Abraham, promise to David, and the promise to us. And the point in all three of them is God is faithful. He was faithful to them. He was faithful to us. He is faithful. And so, how would you describe the value of family in our American culture? If you had to divine a family unit in the United States of America, how would you describe it? How does our government define the family unit? It's interesting that our prideful country thinks that we can change the way the Russians view homosexuality. 80% of the Russian population think it's totally abnormal and against nature for homosexuality. 80% of them believe that. But our Olympic Committee thinks we can change them. And I'm not so sure that the Russians aren't right. Do you agree with our government and the way it defines family? It's something to think about. The record of Jesus' ancestors, and we'll look at Abraham first. The point is God's always faithful to his promise, even when we're not. So I'll take some of these lives at the beginning of the ancestry here and point out some of their character flaws so it'll show up that not only was their family line not faithful to God and had some issues, probably your family and mine does too. So I want to try to lead us through those verses and some of the names I probably won't pronounce correctly, but Matthew 1:1. This is the record of the family line of Jesus Christ, son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez. Tamar was their mother. Now, Tamar is an interesting story. Perez was the father of Hezron. And Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Abinadab. Abinadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Rahab was Boab's mother. Now, Rahab is another colorful story. Boaz was the father of Obed. Ruth was Obed's mother. Now, Ruth is another interesting story. Obed was the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon. And Solomon's mother had been Uriah's wife, which is another interesting story. Okay, so we have Abraham was the father of Isaac, but Abraham lied about his wife and disowned his first son, Ishmael, right? Hagar gave him Ishmael, but then he disowned him and sent him away. Now, Ishmael, does he have any practical impact on our lives today in 2014? Absolutely. Do you know that's and understand why that's where we're at war today? That's why the Muslims want to kill the Jews, because the Jews say one son was the favored one, and the Muslims say Ishmael was the favored son. That's why we're at war today, is because of those two boys. Family does matter. Isaac was a man who lied about being married, let his wife go into another guy's harem, right? That didn't work so well. Jacob lied about stuff to his father. He robbed his older brother of an inheritance and a blessing, right? Judah and his daughter-in-law, Tamar, have sex when she's pretending to be a hooker. And they get Perez, right? Salmon was the father of Boaz, but Boaz's mother was Rahab. Do you remember how the spy met the prostitute and saved her from death in Jericho? This lady is... Boaz was an old man after drinking a lot, was laying in a pile of grain, and wakes up and finds a young girl under his robe. Goes buys her later that day, and from the two of them, you get King David in the book about that lady, Ruth. Now, King David was the father of Solomon, and Solomon's mother had been Uriah's wife. David's good friend and absolutely loyal soldier gave his life and his wife to David, right? So, the point of all this is God's faithful to his promise, even when we're not. So when you look at that family line, there's issues. Probably when you look at your family line, there's issues. The point is, God's always faithful to his promise, even when we are not. So, let's take a look at God's faithfulness to David. And there will be an eternal king come from you, was the promise that God made to King David. So here's verse 7 of chapter 1. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. Abijah was the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the father of Jerem. Jerem was the father of Uzziah, I think. Uzziah was the father of Jotham. Jotham was the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. Manasseh was the father of Ammon. Ammon was the father of Josh. Josh was the father of Jehoiakim and his brothers. And at that time, the people were forced to go away to Babylon. So there's some good kings in that list, and there's some bad kings in that list. Some of those people sought the Lord. Some of them did not. Now, the culture at that time in Israel was wealthy. They became self-reliant rather than being thankful and reverent to God. Could there be something in that for us in our culture? There are people in our culture who don't have any reverence or thankfulness at all to the Lord Almighty. And some of the people that listen to this message online may be the same way, that they've lost that intimate, dependent, worshipful thankfulness with God. And quite honestly, when you got money in the bank and food in the cupboard and a warm, nice, cozy house and got everything you need, who needs God? That's what happened to them. And that's exactly what's happening to our culture. It's a very scary place that we are leaving for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren if our country doesn't change. Now, this is also the time when it became very popular to sacrifice the life of a child for the convenience and success of one's life. How many babies today will be sacrificed in the abortion industry for the worship of self and the improvement of self for my benefits? It's not a new thing, but it's definitely something that's going to come around and bite us in the back pocket if we don't change it. God is not going to smile favorably on sacrificing all of those little innocent babies for the convenience of immorality or number of children. it's not going to be a pretty thing. So, let's look at God's faithfulness to his promise to us. Some of these names I'll do worse on because they get bigger as they go. After this, the family line continued. The father of Shechlevel, and Shechlevel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, I think I got right. Zerubbabel was the father of Abidud. Abidud was the father of Elkan, maybe, M. He was the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zodiac, was the father of Achan. Achan was the father of Iliad. Iliad was the father of Eleazar. I think that one's right. And Eleazar was the father of Manthan, and Manthan was the father of Jacob. Jacob I can do. Jacob was the father of Joseph. Joseph I know. Joseph was the husband of Mary, and Mary gave birth to Jesus, who is called the Christ. And so it's important to know that Mary also is in this Davidic, David's heritage line. You married within your family lines. So Mary is a daughter of King David the same way that Joseph is a son of King David. They were both in that line. So, verse 17. So there were 14 generations from Abraham to David, and then there were 14 from David to the Jewish people being forced away in Babylon, and then there were 14 generations to the time of Christ. Huh. Interesting. 14, 14, 14. Do you have any idea how many generations it's been since the coming of Christ? There isn't many left. We're on lucky number 13, so better get your books in order, people. Let's start with the thought that Jesus and God had a plan and a timetable to that plan. Can you see that in the 14, 14, 14? There is actually a balance in what God is doing. Next, let's consider that the Christ is the King of Kings. That's the point of Matthew writing this book. And so as we celebrate Christmas and we talk about King coming, the reality of a king is, are you subject to that king? And so when I started the service off with reading the last book in the Old Testament and challenging your life about really loving him, really obeying him, that's the essence of serving under a king. He is the king. And you are the subject. Now, in our culture, subjects are not normal. Most people are king and queen of their own life, and they subject themselves to no one and don't want to be subject to anyone. So, in examining this, is Jesus Christ really the King of Kings? It's easy to say that, oh, yeah, that's theologically true. But is it experientially true in your life? Is he the king of all of your life? Every area of your life? That's the question. Lastly, we each get to decide how we will live our lives before him and his record keeping. He does keep records of everybody that's born, everybody that's killed, every event that you do. As I grow my beard out, he will keep track of every hair that grows. He will keep track of every hair that falls out. He will keep track of every sparrow that lives in the bushes and the trees in my yard. He keeps record of everything. So if you think you can just slough this off, it's a new year, and we'll maybe do some resolution. If you pick a resolution, it would be to worship the king and submit yourself to the king. So last, how will you live your life and your family? How will your family be remembered? How will it be remembered? So, it's a blank sheet. You can write anything you want on it this year. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, we thoroughly understand that you are a faithful God. You are faithful to your people. You are faithful to punish your enemies. And the reality is, we're either your friend or we're your enemy. There is no middle ground. We either worship you as king and submit ourselves to you as king, or we are rebellious. And as we read through the scriptures this year together and we look at what you do to the people that rebel against you, it's not really so pretty. So I pray that each one of our hearts would turn towards you. Each one of our lives would turn. And we would actually begin to create a structure and a format and a plan so that our lives, our families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren have an impact from our life that is leading them towards that worship and love and submission to you. So we thank you for the money that you've let us go over in the budget. Again, I'll keep saying, I just ask that we'll be smart with every dollar and invest it the best we can. And the same way with each one of our houses. As we look at our budgets, can we actually afford $360 to adopt an orphan and care for someone who doesn't have anybody else to take care of them? Can we cut down on something to personally do that? The church is doing pretty good. But what about each of our lives, Lord? I pray that you would convince us and convict us of what you want us to do, what you want us to change. And I pray we would humbly say, yes, sir, and do that. And do it all out of love and reverence for who you are. And in Jesus' sweet name, amen.